Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just reporting. On Tuesday, the Oaks School Board met in regular session. On the agenda included updates to the school's COVID-19 smart restart plan. The updates only applies if Dickey County were to be elevated to the red or critical risk of COVID-19. On Monday, Governor Doug Burgum moved all counties in North Dakota to orange or high risk. The changes to the Oaks plan is in preparation for in the event Dickey County moves to the red. Superintendent Craig Steinhoff.
But if we were to move to red, you know, our plan that we have in place right now states that we would be virtual only. And so I don't believe that's what we should do, nor would want to do. We'd want to continue instruction like we've done now.
The board approved the updated restart plan. All of the same guidelines will continue to be in place if the county moves to red. And to honor our veterans this Veterans Day, the Oaks Public School Music Department is producing a Veterans Day video because of COVID-19. They invite you to view this video on the Oaks Public Schools website. The video will be available for viewing today. The website is oaks.k12.nd.us. With average low temperatures ranging from the single digits to highs in the 20s Fahrenheit in North Dakota in December and January, it's not too early to budget for and explore programs that are available to help pay winter heating bills. The North Dakota Department of Human Services reminds residents that the federally funded low-income home energy assistance program can help qualifying households with the cost of their winter heating bills. The program pays a portion of the home heating costs, whether a home is heated with natural gas, electricity, propane, coal, fuel oil, wood, or kerosene. To qualify, a household can earn up to 60% of the state median income, which equals $31,443 per year for a one-person household and $50,792 per year for a three-person household. Larger households can find qualifying income levels and more program information online. We do have all of the details at newsdakota.com. And a federal judge has struck down North Dakota's law targeting the practice of disguising caller ID numbers. U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor says the so-called anti-spoofing law is unconstitutional because it intrudes on interstate commerce regulation, a power reserved for Congress. The state legislature passed the law last year because of complaints about harassing and scam phone calls. Traynor ruled that because of cell phones and technology such as call forwarding, the law has the practical effect of regulating interstate commerce because it's impossible to determine whether the person receiving the call is physically in North Dakota. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. I'm Jacob Just reporting.